Hello, you're listening to the Washington Weekly Review. I'm the Southeast Iowa Union's Kalen McCain. It's the week of April 27, 2024. Our local stories this week feature the Brighton City Council, Northside Diner, and mayoral candidates. All of that's coming up in just a sec, but first, the big picture. 10 separate countries were represented at a film festival held in Washington last weekend. Farm to Film Festival Board President Lyle Moen said things were pretty busy as volunteers welcomed guests to the Washington State Theater for an opening ceremony Saturday morning.
We are very excited. Very excited. It takes a lot of preparation, but everything's coming together, and we're very happy with the turnout so far, and we're ready to go.
Jimmy Morrison directed one titled My Dad, the Honor Flight Director. It was one of three submissions lucky enough to get a showing at the State Theater during the festival. The Landmark in Washington holds the record as the longest continuously operating movie theater in the world. That history wasn't lost on Morrison, but he said he was just thrilled to be in Washington with his project.
So it's actually really special for me because the film's about my dad, but it's also about my grandpa. My dad took my grandpa on the honor flight, and my grandpa and grandma actually grew up in Washington. And so, literally in the 1920s, they came to this movie as kids, and now I get to show them on the big screen. So,
wow,
yeah, it's like a dream come true for me.
That's the big picture. We'll be back with the local news right after this. Todd Hahn Construction is an award-winning custom home builder with a 28-year history in the greater Iowa City area. Hahn's goal is to build you the finest quality custom home while providing you with a positive experience along the way. It's one of the many reasons they've been named the Iowa City Area Home Builder of the Year time and time again. A custom home is more than just a house. It's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work. Todd Hahn Construction makes that dream come true by always putting you, the customer, first. For more information, go to toddhahnconstruction.com. That's T-O-D-D-H-A-H-N construction.com. A second Brighton City Council member has stepped down weeks after an election wrapped up to replace a separate member who resigned in December. David Pratt was elected in November but said his trucking job kept him out of town too often to stay on the council. He endorsed former council member Kathy Rich as his replacement.
Well, because she knows how the books are ran and all the bookkeeping side of the city council. And I figured since she already knows all that stuff, she'd be a pretty good candidate to stay on there.
That move ruffled some feathers in town. Rich lost a special election against write-in candidate Scott Hughes just a few weeks ago. The race was tense, with members of the town's fire department blaming Rich for a string of bitter funding disputes starting in 2022. Council members must now decide whether to elect or appoint a replacement for Pratt. A motion to appoint at last week's meeting died for lack of a second. Council members Chuck Emery and Hughes said they wanted to see the voters decide themselves. Mayor Melvin Rich, Kathy's husband, was critical of that approach. He said the last special election cost the city $1,100 and said the delay would be problematic. The city can't legally hold another election until July, according to county officials. Here's a cut of the debate between Emery and Melvin Rich.
Well, I believe it's a citizen's right. That's why we have elections. It sucks that it costs money. That's the way it
is. Where are you going to find the money? Kathy's done more for this town than the last three or four councils to put together on the finances.
Kathy Rich, for her part, said she'd accept an appointment but likely wouldn't run for the office again in an election.
So I would be interested, for the good of the taxpayers, to be in reappointed, just to help these new members understand the decisions that have to be made based on finances.
But you would not be interested in an election for it?
I am not. It is very difficult to run for a position and to have people anonymously criticize the work that you've done.
Northside Diner, a restaurant in the location formerly known as Winga's Cafe, plans to open in a matter of weeks. Community members packed the house at a ribbon cutting for the business last week. Co-owner Isabella Santoro said she was thrilled to see so much excitement.
Probably my two greatest fears going into this were if I would have
enough community support, like people, coming out to eat and buying into what I'm doing here. And my second greatest fear was having enough employees. So I'm not no longer afraid of the first thing, but I still have the second thing to cross off my list.
Business leaders say they're excited about the restaurant's implications as well. Washington Economic Development Group Director Mary Audia said she thought it would be a major attraction.
This place is spectacular. I think it'll draw a lot of people, not only from our extended community, but also from like Iowa City. I bet you we have people from Cedar Rapids and even further out that come to this that get to know Washington. So it adds to the flavor, pun intended, sure, of Washington.
The Washington Chamber of Commerce held a forum for the city's mayoral candidates Tuesday night. Contenders for the gavel had 2 minutes each to answer a series of questions from the chamber and submitted by audience members. With only 1 week to go before the special election on April 30, candidates were playing to their strengths. Millie Youngquist, a longtime council member and Washington's current mayor pro tem, stood on her experience. She corrected errors from others on the stage at several points, and she offered a reality check after opponents said they hoped to bridge divides within the community.
I agree with what has been said, that we need to gather the voices of our community together. It has not necessarily happened in the past. It is an idyllic situation. That's why I'm proposing having more channels of communication with the public. The role of the mayor is to guide the council with information, guide discussion, and come up with a decision that is fair and reasonable. And unfortunately, not everyone can be happy all of the time, but I do think it's important to be open to citizens, and I have been.
One question asked about how the campaigners would settle a hypothetical dispute between neighbors. Most candidates said they'd start by bringing the parties together for an informal discussion. Not Rob Meyer, though.
First thing I would do is I would thank the individual for coming and talking to me and addressing the situation. Second thing I would not do is I would not advise those two individuals to talk to each other, because obviously there was a reason why they could not come to an agreement in the first place. So one thing I would do in that situation is I would try to attack it from a standpoint of, how can we resolve this? What are the best avenues that we can take? What resources do we have? What individuals do we have working for the city that can defuse that situation?
Ivan Rangel pitched himself as the young buck of the group, using those exact words two separate times. The 37-year-old is the youngest contender in the running, something he said was an upside.
Young, full of energy, local business owner. I think I have an edge on that. You know, I've managed and owned my company for quite some time now. I think that'll give me an edge over the other candidates, and I'm open to new ideas. You know, I'm not set in any ways. You know, I'm just open to new ideas, wanting to hear what everybody's input in the community, what their wants for the community.
With three current city council members on the ballot, some community officials and municipal staff worry about animosity within the group if one candidate wins over the others. But at Tuesday night's forum, everyone in the running pledged to show support for the race's winner. Here's what Elaine Moore had to say.
I do believe that we have good candidates here with good background, and I believe that my business background gives me a good ability to work through some of the processes that need worked on within our city. And if I don't do it as mayor, I will continue to do it as council member.
That's the local news. We'll be back with the best news I've heard all week, right after this. Hey. Unless you're one of our two unexplained listeners on other continents, you've probably been to Washington before. That means you've probably heard of Dodici's. That means you've probably heard of the three-part lunch special they've got for $12.12. You're likely also familiar with the three-course dinner special for $21.12. And you've surely caught wind by now of half-off bottles of wine on Thursdays. But when's the last time you ate there? Lately, Dodici's has upgraded their outdoor seating, and they've added wine flights. Don't worry, if you're not one for new things, it's still as easy as ever to enjoy the beautiful view of Washington's downtown, selection of craft cocktails, and menu full of award-winning Italian cuisine. Thanks to Cafe Dodici for sponsoring the Washington Weekly Review. And And now, the best news I've heard all week. The Washington School Board agreed to float $1,400 to help Business Professionals of America Club members with travel expenses. The group is headed to their national convention in Chicago next month. Students, like School BPA President Lane Schrock, said the money would help members access a valuable learning opportunity.
We really think that by asking for fundraising, it really can make this a more affordable opportunity and accessible opportunity to a lot of students. I know as a family of myself, sending two students to Nationals is not going to be something my dad is too happy about. I'm not sure. But I mean, so, and by fundraising, it really gives us all that opportunity to be able to go compete at that national level and really add something onto our resume that can really set us apart from a lot of other people.
Thanks for tuning in. This show is a product of the Southeast Iowa Union. If you want to support the show and get your business or brand out there, call us to set up an ad read. The number for that is 319-653-2191. That's all for now. This has been the Washington Weekly Review. I have been Kalen McCain. Have a great week, and don't forget to vote!